Well, it's here, legend. It's here, finally. Mm. After 26 weeks, 5,000 games. It's not actually 5,000 games, but hell of a lot of games.
Our pizza's here.
No. Grand final. Grand final.
Is it?
This is our penultimate podcast for the year, but this is our final Sports Fantasy Pro Private Challenge of the year. Part of their $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship. $5,000 top prize this weekend. $5,000 top prize. There's the buy-in for the grand final, $25. So yeah, it costs $25 to get in, but you stand a chance, a pretty bloody good chance to be honest, of getting $5,000. First, second and third prize. The $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship. Just the one game this weekend. Who's playing? Cowboys? Cowboys and Tigers?
Yes.
No.
We're back from here Monday. Bam, Monday. That's how good we're going.
Cowboys and Broncos this weekend. Get on there. SportsFantasyPro.com. We're going to have another private challenge this week. Keep listening to the podcast for more details about that.
Free to enter.
Absolutely free to enter. $100 up for grabs. But if you retweet, if you get your friends involved, the more people involved, the more our prize is. So it's a starting price of $100 if you're in our comp. There you go. $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship at sportsfantasypro.com. Sports Fantasy Pro, your team.
Your game.
Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, the penultimate episode for 2015. And we look back at our 2015 NRL predictions. The top five wheel goes around again. And perhaps one of my most pathetic attempts at the Twitter challenge that we've ever seen. Welcome. Full credit to the boys. Well, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys, the penultimate episode for 2015. It's all thanks to Sports Fantasy Pro's $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship. Get on there. Get involved. SportsFantasyPro.com. I'm Late Mailman. You can get me on Twitter at Late Mailman. The podcast is at FCTTB_podcast. And with me, former underscore legend on Twitter. It is former legend, and I should explain to you, penultimate means second last.
I thought Ben Ultimate was a wrestler.
No. P makes a P sound. Okay. You should have learnt that at
penultimate.
The age of four
sounds
or five.
Sounds like a flash borrower.
The penultimate episode of Full Credit to the Boys. Are you emotional?
No.
Not as emotional as JT was upon accepting his, well, massive fait accompli, fourth Dally M last
shock,
night.
Wasn't it?
I would have thought he'd have cried about 6 months ago when he was locked in for the medal.
Yeah, it's always a giveaway when he pulls the speech out of the pocket.
Yeah, absolutely. I failed to prepare anything except this novel.
Get comfortable. I'll tell you something now. Between him and, is it Nate Fife who won the Brownlow?
It's pronounced Nate Miles, actually.
Nate Fife who won the Brownlow?
Yeah, Nat. I think it's Nat Fife. Okay, but, Nat Fife. You know.
That's the level of expertise I bring to this show.
Yep.
His acceptance speech, did you hear that for the Brownlow?
Quite hilarious.
Yeah. It was his
acceptance interview.
I thought both of them...
Because Bruce McAvaney had to get in there, of course.
Yeah, of course. I thought both of them were very good. I thought JT was his usual self. And it was a good night. Good result for both of them.
There we go. We'll go into more detail about the Dally M shortly. But first, let's do the news. All right, the NRL results, semi-finals week 3. Yeah, the preliminary finals. Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what are you talking about?
I was looking at that.
Did you just have a stroke?
No, I just seen what Clive had written down the rundown.
Well
done, Clive.
Yeah, well done, Clive, you pelican. The Roosters started their game against the Broncos with a Sean Kennedale intercept pass that led to a Broncos try. It was about 1 minute and 10 seconds on the clock at the time. Can you believe that?
Good times.
Darius Boyd just went, hello, Christmas in September.
It's always good to start a game with a try assist.
While commentators were saying, goodbye.
Or one of them. Yeah. It's good to start a game with a try assist.
Not for the other team.
Oh, well, you know, it's semantics. It's a good try assist nonetheless.
He did get over the line later. Thankfully for him, and someone said this, he had a horrible first minute, but he played 79 all right minutes apart from that. Yeah. As far as a winger goes.
Pretty much like his year. He's had 50 good weeks, but two really shit ones, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
So, other than that, Broncos were just outstanding.
I worry for Broncos fans, of which I'm not one, but I worry that perhaps that might have been their grand final. But in the glass half full side of things, if they can just replicate that this week.
Well, you could say that about both teams, because I thought the Cowboys were exceptional.
I didn't think the Cowboys were clinical. No, I thought they were very good.
They were good against a team that likes to stifle you. So
that's true. That's true. So, you know, extra point there. But the Bronco, that was one of the classiest performances I've seen for a long while. They were outstanding.
The two tries that the Roosters scored were both on the back of Jack Reed giving Ferguson a metre too much.
Yeah.
Jack.
And love him or hate him, and I'll choose the latter. he's very good from 10 metres out.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Like Ferguson, that is.
And with, you know, nothing personal, Jack. I'm not telling you how to suck eggs, but you're not that good to give him a too much start and catch him.
You know, I was looking at Jack Reed today. I was watching a little bit of footy today. And I was watching Jack Reed play, and I was like, he could be my new Joel Reddy.
Mm.
He's very honest, but he has played for his country being England.
Yeah.
So I feel like international honours almost, you know,
I don't think he's got the comedy value of valid. The comedy value of Joel Reddy.
He's a redhead.
When Joel Reddy came out and said he was available for Origin.
Yeah. I also remember when he was on YouTube with Joel Reddy for this.
Yeah.
Again, get on YouTube. It's on our Facebook page.
It's had about 900 hits and about 450 have been yours on tipping.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So Broncos 31-12 winners. Was playing Mitchell Pearce a mistake? I think in hindsight, yes, it was.
Well, yeah, it's easy to say that now, isn't it?
But a hamstring is so dicky. I tore my hamstring 18 months ago, and I still feel like it's going to go most days.
And you're an athlete.
Absolutely, I am.
Yeah. And the gear that you're on,
yeah,
you think that would come good eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, in hindsight, it's easy to say that it was a mistake playing Pearce.
But everyone's saying, you know, all it takes is, because the whole thing is you can nurse a hamstring, but when instinct takes over and you run to the line and try to step through the line or whatever, your body, you know, reacts how it reacts. Like you react instinctively, it reacts instinctively, and if it's going to go.
But saying that, mate, when he first did that, they were talking, that was an 8-week injury.
Yeah,
and he's back after 4.
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure, like, rugby league players have been, you know, on life support but then gone, oh, no, we'll play next week.
Yeah, Stephen Dank helped a few of them over the line. But yeah, I don't know. I just think and again, in hindsight, it was an 8-week injury. He came back after 4. He lasted half a game. That's what you get.
Justin Hodges provided the obligatory talking point for grand final week by getting charged for a dangerous throw.
Mm.
So he's actually probably at the judiciary as we speak. So we've got to preface this by saying we don't know the result of the judiciary at the moment. Do you want to put a wager on it?
Yeah, I'll say he'll get off.
Okay, I'm going to say he will not. The opposite of that. There you go.
Yeah. I just think with the whole emotion and everything else, and it wasn't as bad as you would think. And Guerra did come out and say that he milked it deliberately. Yeah. To get a penalty.
Yeah.
Just want to, on that point,
yeah,
I want to read you a quote.
Okay. It's not from like one of those Chinese philosophers or anything like that? Confucius?
No, this bloke's not Chinese, that's for sure. I'll say who it's from after I read it.
Okay.
But this is a quote from March this year. Because we don't lie down, we don't play for penalties. We say we are not going to lie down. We are going to stand up. We are going to keep fighting. But we are not going to play for penalties. It is not in the spirit of the game.
And that was?
Trent Robertson.
Yeah.
Now, Aidan Guerra comes out and says, oh, I deliberately went down for a penalty.
Yeah.
You can't have your cake and eat it as well, boys.
So, I feel like all the reasons you've said that he might get off might be the reasons why he doesn't. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Because they may be forced into a corner and kick out and say, well, no, we're not going to let it, you know, we're too proud to let that happen.
Yeah.
It depends. I think Michael Buettner's head of the match review. He's the one who charged him.
Hell of a goal kicker.
Bit of a journeyman.
Yeah.
Massive journeyman.
Anyone who played for North is a journeyman.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all these points are going to be moot in a few hours once we find out what's happened. But I'm going to just go out on a limb and say that he's going to get canned.
Okay.
Of the shit variety. canned.
I don't think he will, and I actually hope he doesn't. I'm not any great Justin Hodges fan, but one thing I'll say is he's a hell of a player.
It's one thing to miss a grand final, but when that grand final is actually your last game
as well.
I feel like this one's unprecedented.
Yeah. I mean, the Cam Smith one, when he got sat down.
Well, I mean, he's still playing.
But he's still playing, that's right. And they got done by 40, so it didn't help him. Yeah. But yeah, I agree. Being a last game, that's even more. That's the cream on the top.
There you go. The Cowboys as well, they flew for, I think it was 38 to 39 hours over 9 countries to land in Melbourne. And they beat the Storm convincingly 32-12. One of their first wins there in 9 years, or second win in 9 years. 14, or something silly like that. There you go. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because since they came into the comp 16 years ago. There you go. Great. It was a classy performance, as we said earlier in the podcast. I didn't think it was the best the Cowboys can be. Did you?
No, maybe not. I thought
that's not necessarily a bad thing. But I mean,
thought the week before they might have been better than last week. Yeah. But they were two great displays. Yeah. And you know what? It'll be a cracking grand final.
I hope so.
Just because of styles. Styles make
fights.
Well,
that finals week one, they're talking about that Broncos-Cowboys game in finals week one as being one of the best games this year.
So. Yeah. So, yeah, styles make fights, and I think this will be a beauty.
After he led the Cowboys to victory in Melbourne on Saturday, as we mentioned before as well, Jonathan Thurston made history by accepting his, was it 23rd or 24th Dalia medal?
24, I think.
He's been playing
he's
for
36.
About 11 years.
He got his first when he was 12. Yeah, that's 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, 24th Dally M. Didn't go to it, though.
Nah. Got it by Skype.
Yeah. Just hanging about in Townsville Leagues Club or whatever it was.
Pulled the speech out of the pocket.
Yeah. I didn't prepare anything except this up my sleeve.
Yeah.
Cried, apparently.
Did
he? A few tissues. I didn't watch them.
No, nah, not at all.
Gun to my head, I wouldn't be watching the Dally M's.
You have to be
with
absolutely
due respect
shit-faced to
enjoy
that.
Old Mr. Messenger.
Mm.
Not Kane. So anything more to add on Dally M's?
No, I don't think so. No. Is there? There was no fights between journalists this year. They were the days.
Yeah, no. I'm sure there was a few little Twitter pissing wars going on, but
yeah, no. There used really to be some absolute ball-tearing blues out the back.
So let's move to AFL then.
Mm.
Both Perth teams hosted two Melbourne teams
mm.
and went 1-1. Hawthorn just, well, speaking of pissing comps, they just went, how high can you go, guys?
Yeah, and smashed them.
And yeah, just really showed Fremantle what for. While on Saturday, the West Coast Eagles smashed the overachievers, the North Melbourne Kangaroos, setting up a Hawthorn West Coast Grand Final. I was a bit upset about that Saturday result.
Were you?
A guy called Brent Harvey, Boomer they call him,
yes.
Plays for North Melbourne, and he is a legend.
He's played 9,000 games or something?
No, 8,000.
8,000, sorry.
He's a fantastic player. Like, you just see, every time he's got the ball, you just know that whatever he wants to do, he's going to do it right.
Is he going around again next year?
I believe he is. There was talk about it a few weeks ago, and I can't remember how that was resolved or not.
Hmm.
I'd like to hope that he does, because he's still got it. He's 34 or something like that, and he's played 410 games or something.
Unbelievable.
Bloody good on you there, Boomer. I've got nothing else to say.
So Hawthorn West Coast.
Hawthorn will win.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think it'll be a 30 to 40 point margin.
Ooh.
I'm going to go the 35 plus.
Okay.
If that's the
Just write that down, Clive. We might put that
betting,
in a multi.
AFL betting is quite good. If you sort of know, in inverted commas, that a team's going to win, they only give you the two margins. Like, okay. Instead of 1 to 12, 13 plus in rugby league, it's like 1 to 35 and 36 plus or whatever it is, something like that. And often it's, you can tell. And I've won a good bit of dosh
on
that.
And it's going to be a fast, dry track down there on the weekend. 30 degrees they're tipping for Melbourne for grand final day.
Yeah, it's going to be 30 odd in the west of Sydney on Sunday as well.
Okay.
Like the 2013 grand final, do you remember that? Manly Roosters, it was a scorching day.
Oh, and a lot of money.
It was a really hot day. I rode my motorbike out to the game. And I nearly fell over on the M4. It was that hot. So there you go. Yeah, a couple of dry games, hot games for the grand
final. And we're going to have a grand final multi in our preview.
Yeah, why the hell not?
Yeah.
We're going to do it now or later?
No, later.
Okay,
later.
Cool. Finally in the news this week, Jared Hayne.
Jared Hayne.
Jared Dudley. Jared Hyde. It's like Dr. Hayne and Mr. Hyde. It's just whatever the commentators decide to call him in that game. 49ers got just absolutely rimmed.
Spanked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought rimmed was a bit more graphic.
Yeah. Dry too.
Yeah.
Straight in there. Bang.
47-7 or something like that. It's 40-something to 7, which I just mean, it just amounts to a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah.
Jared Hayne was about the only good thing in that game. Did a 37-yard, what do you call it? Kick return.
Punt return, yeah.
Punt return. I was going to say rush, and then I was like, no, I'm just saying words. That's not a rush.
Okay. I was talking to a guy from Seattle this week, just gone, who is mad NFL and has the accent to prove it, I guess. He was saying to me, I said, oh, what about this Jared Hayne thing? And he said he's talking to his friends in Seattle who are saying it's extraordinary what he's done, and they love it. They love it. Because I actually thought maybe they wouldn't. He said, no, they love it. He said, but what will happen during the year? He said, right now he's getting very limited touches, game time.
Yeah.
Once the 49ers season is basically gone, which what he said will probably only be 3 or 4 games from now.
Yeah.
He said they're hopeless. They're a terrible team. He said Hayne will get a lot more use.
Okay.
Well, so he'll see a lot more field time.
But why? Why?
Because they still believe there's a lot of improvement to come from him, and he needs experience. But whilst the season is
still... That's one of those stupid catch-22s where you need a job to get experience, but you can't get a job without experience.
Correct.
And you need experience to get a job.
Correct. So what he's saying is, but to appease fans and everything else, they won't be using him until the season is gone. And then they'll be using him a lot, and they might use him in multiple roles.
But is there such a proposition that maybe this season won't be gone if they use him? I mean, I know he's not a one-man team, far from it.
Did you see their quarterback the other day? Two intercepts in the first 6 minutes for 2 touchdowns. So,
yeah.
Nah.
Jared Hayne, 37-yard kick return, then they scored off the next couple of passages later.
But the thing is, too, with the kick return was, because of the way how badly they're going, I think Seattle only kicked about 3 times in the game.
Did you hear the commentators on that passage where he made the 37-yard return? Couldn't let him forget the drop that he'd made in the game before.
The muff, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So, he may have fumbled that first ball that he got the other day, but that was a really good kick return there. I was like, mate, did you have to bring that up?
From what I understand, they're very supportive of him over there.
Yeah.
They're absolutely shocked by how good he is.
His jersey's still 5th or 7th highest selling in the whole of the NFL.
Fifth, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Outstanding.
He's outstanding.
Does he get a dollar for that?
Or I doubt it.
I wonder.
I doubt it. I think that's all NFL. Mm. I don't think they're sharing with anyone.
Okay.
All right. This is a fun one this week. Because this is our second last episode for the year and our last one before the NRL and AFL Grand Finals. We did some 2015 predictions way back in February, I think it was.
Crystal balling, I believe the episode was
called. Yeah. So we chose a whole bunch of categories and named who we think was going to win them, so to speak. Mm. So we started with our ladders. I don't know if we'll go into too much detail about the bottom eight, but our top eights were as follows.
What do we do? We'll do Wooden Spooner first.
Okay, yeah, cool. So I predicted Raiders for Wooden Spoon. You predicted...
Titans. I backed Titans off the back of a cocaine scandal and...
Yes.
The thought that maybe a bunch of players would not play a game this year.
I backed the Raiders off just the
Ricky
fact
Stewart.
That they're Canberra. The Knights got it. And again, if anything, it was a well-earned Wooden Spoon. As in, like, it was the highest points ever for a Wooden Spooner.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we said a couple of weeks ago, I don't think in a year's time, 2 years' time, we'll remember who got the Wooden Spoon.
No.
There wasn't a shocking team.
No.
And some of the shocking teams didn't finish last.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So that was Wooden Spooners.
Mm.
8th place.
Yes.
I said was going to be the Bulldogs.
Did you?
You said?
Yeah, Parramatta.
Say that a bit louder into the microphone.
Parramatta. Eels.
Yeah. 8th place with the Dragons. So there you go.
7th.
Mm. 7th place, I said the Broncos.
Mm.
You said?
Sharks. I was warm.
It was the Rabbitohs.
Mm. I was warm.
I can't believe that the Rabbitohs ended up that far down.
I know.
They had a shot at the top 4 like a week or two before.
Yeah.
6th place,
I
said the Seagulls.
So did you.
The Seagulls.
Mm.
They didn't even make the 8.
No.
Sharks were 6th.
Well, we didn't
so there
know.
You go. You weren't far off with your
7th place. We
didn't
know
the
Cherry
Sharks.
Evans circus was going to carry on for 6 months and then
injuries
hang on the axe over Tuvi. And
shit of a season for them. They need to turn around for next year. 5th place, I said the Sharks. So again, I wasn't far off. I was one above. You were one below. You said
Penrith.
You said Penrith for fifth place. It was actually the Bulldogs.
Who'd have known Penrith was going to be a casualty ward like MASH 4077.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a sec. Fourth place, you said
Roosters.
So as did I. It was Melbourne who got fourth place. Again, like, they clearly took the Rabbitohs' place in the four. I think, you know, if you're looking at it at the start of the season.
For those playing at home, neither of us had the Storm making the eight.
Yeah, absolutely right. I had them at ninth. You had them at tenth.
Yeah, I'm a genius.
So that's fourth place. Third place, we both had the Cowboys. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Ding, 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 ding.
I kind of wish, like, we'd bet on that or something.
I don't think you can nominate who's going to run third.
Should be able to. If you can nominate who's
Joel
gonna,
on the line. Joel.
You can nominate who's going to win Big Brother. You should be able to say who's going to come third in the NRL. Second place, I had Penrith. You had?
Souths.
Souths limped into the eight. Penrith didn't. Well, they just limped over the round limped. 26. So I had Penrith finishing second and Souths finishing on top as minor premiers.
Yeah, and I had the Dogs.
Yeah.
Tremendous tip that.
So boo to us.
Yeah. Yeah. Remind me later on. I've got to tell a rumour. Anyway.
We've got some grand final winners later on, later in this little piece here. Dally M medal winner, you had?
I had Greg Inglis.
I had?
Yeah, you backed a $1.20 favourite. You backed Thurston.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did. Again, it would have been a great multi to say Cowboys third into Jonathan Thurston, Dally M.
Yeah.
Would have been lovely. Didn't do it.
Yeah, no.
Top try scorer. Who did you have?
Oh, well, the top try scorer for the year was Semi and... was Rona equal with him?
No, just Semi.
Just Semi,
he
was
pulled
it?
Away at the end, yeah.
I thought Rona scored in the Semi to,
well,
to
if,
square him.
Well, that doesn't count.
Okay.
The semi-final. And if Rona was the joint top try scorer, then he got robbed because he didn't get given it last night at the Dalliams.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
So, yeah.
That's how much attention I was paying. So, you had Sione.
Sione Matautia, which we'll get to later.
We'll cover off on him in a little while. I had RTS.
Ah, yes. One of the Roosters
warm.
Hyphens.
I was warm.
He had a good season.
Cracking season.
Yeah. He got fullback of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got fullback, Dalian fullback of the year, so not too bad.
Yeah.
Fullback of the year doth not make top try scorer, though.
No.
The first coach to face the axe for the year.
Yeah.
It was Rick Stone.
Yes.
I had Andrew McFadden.
Stone beat
I think
Tubi
I called
by
him,
2 days.
I think I called him Brian McFadden.
Yes.
And you had?
Paul McGregor.
Both of whom are still standing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you standing want me, with crutches, but standing
nonetheless.
Yeah,
I was going to say, particularly McFadden. There's a little bit of a rumour going around at the moment, and he's centrally involved.
Right.
Okay.
Is he going to do a duet with Delta Goodrum?
We'll do it in a minute.
Okay.
We'll do it in a minute. He's more of a chance than Brian McFadden, apparently, for doing a duet with Delta Goodrum.
Origin winner, it was no secret. Both got Queensland.
Yeah.
Queensland came home with an absolute mauling in game three.
Mm.
I'd kind of forgotten that till now.
Mm.
Oh, God, I'm depressed.
Mm.
Grand final winner, obviously still to be confirmed. Will it be the Cowboys? Will it be the Broncos? I had the Panthers.
Yes.
I honestly thought that they were going to do one of those... Just one of those purple patch seasons.
A Bradbury.
Not even a Bradbury. Just a really good, honest season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they had the cattle.
Pretty much like the Broncos have done.
They had the cattle for round one, and then they never had the cattle again. Yeah, kind of like the Broncos. So Panthers, nope. Where'd they finish? Actually, 11th.
11th.
Jesus Christ.
Were in contention for the spoon
with the
game to go or something.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. So yourself, you had for grand final winner?
Cowboys.
So there you go, you're in with a chance.
Yes, strong chance.
Sports Fantasy Pro's $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship is, well, it's reaching the pointy end, legend.
It never surprises me how well you say that, because I'd be absolutely rat's ass if I were trying to spit that out.
Again, it's called alliteration, remember?
Yeah.
Say that after me, alliteration.
Nah, I shan't be doing that.
Too many syllables.
Yeah.
Too many syllables. The $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship from Sports Fantasy Pro, you can get on their website, sportsfantasypro.com, register and get a team involved for this game. It literally takes about 2 minutes to get involved if you're really quick on a computer. Maybe 2.5 if you're one of those slow ones who types with two fingers.
Or... 30 seconds if you've got Clive to do it for you.
Exactly, exactly. SportsFantasyPro.com. They're also on Twitter at SportFantasyPro. That's just SportFantasyPro. We're going to have a private challenge this week. Of course, it's the grand final. There's $5,000 up for grabs if you do the $25 buy-in. If it's free, a private challenge with ours. Cowboys, Broncos, have you thought of a name of what we could maybe do for this weekend?
No.
I came up with a couple.
Okay, go.
I came up with a couple. Got to get back to my notes because I wrote them down. They were so bloody good. Let me find out now.
You do notes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So Broncos and Cowboys could be the Ben Hannett battle.
Yeah,
but he's playing. He's playing, so that's
doesn't
not really
right, does it?
Doesn't feel right. It's kind of like the immortal thing. So I was thinking maybe the Scott Prince shootout.
Now I like that
Scott Prince shootout.
Yeah,
and you know, maybe at the end you'll get done for salary cap breaches and get made a scapegoat of.
Well, yeah. And maybe he'll be able to commentate on his very own game.
Oh, bless
him. Not well, but nonetheless.
Bless him. So, yeah, Sports Fantasy Pros $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship is up for grabs. What we want you to do is get involved. Look at our Twitter accounts for the private challenge this week, as we call it, the Scott Prince Shootout. Once you've got your team together, tweet us. Show us your team if you're feeling, you know, pretty confident with what you've got. I tweet mine out every week because I'm, you know, I kind of want people to maybe say, hey, you probably want to swap in
this person for this person. Yeah.
Maybe some dilemmas if you've got them, and tag at Sport Fantasy Pro in as well, because if you've got some questions, they'll be able to help you.
Hmm.
Yeah, they've got all the stats at their disposal, and they've also got $5,000, top prize.
$5,000.
The $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship at Sports Fantasy Pro. Sports Fantasy Pro, your team.
Your game.
All right, top five time. We've got a little chocolate wheel here that I salvaged off the council cleanup. Have you graffitied it? That looks like a classic.
I drew a dick and balls.
Yeah. I was going to say it looked like a meat and veg, but anyway.
Traced around one.
So I've got this tattered now graffitied chocolate wheel that we spin. Got a top five topic. We've got about 10 on there. Spin around, see what comes up. So let's go. Well, this is a long one.
Which journalist would you like to fight?
No. The top five, oust NRL missing in action, or AKA NRL, where are they now?
Mm.
So what am I to assume is sort of like a bit of a, you know, a bit of a hype sort of thing that's disappeared at some point or over time or this season?
Wonder what's happened to a few things around the place.
Okay.
Like the oust group.
All right. Well, ladies first. Go for it.
Okay. Hi. Number five, the Matautia brothers.
Is that also known as the Matautia brothers or the Matushas or the
Matatinga? Well, apparently that depends on which brother you actually talk to.
That's the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
Because so, normally you just, you know, Clinton Schifowski.
Yeah.
Everyone was saying it wrong, so they went to the source.
Schifowski.
Yeah. They went to the source and he said, this is how you say it. And everyone went, well, okay.
Mm.
Thing is, with the Matautia brothers and the Matautia brothers, one says it one way, one says it the other.
Yeah,
are they just messing with us?
Yeah, maybe.
But anyway, back to the case of point. Where the hell are they?
Where are they? Last year they were the big signing by the Dogs. They signed
huge
seven of them or something, a Tarago load of them.
Six.
And then they backed out on that deal, Cherry Evans style.
Yes.
And the Knights
but
signed them
anywhere near as much fanfare, but yeah.
And then one played for Australia.
Yes, youngest player ever too.
And then what?
I'd honestly be surprised if he started 10 or 12 games this year.
Yeah. The one from St. George I watched a couple of times.
He
went like a bastard.
He scored a good try at one point.
Yeah.
That's about all I got though.
Yeah, I probably paid to do that more than once. So yeah, that's my number five.
The Matautias.
The brothers.
Or the Matioshai. Number four. Where are they now? I think it's pretty bloody obvious.
Who?
Joel Reddy.
Where
is he?
He's packed up and gone, brother.
I know this. I know this. And I've had to be on, you know, low-grade painkillers to try to sleep.
Oxycontin, was it?
More a Mesindol man.
Right.
It's over the counter.
Is it?
I'm going to wrap this joke up now. Probably distasteful at this point in time.
I don't think it is.
But Joel Reddy, I just bloody love his honesty, and he's gone.
And the hunt continues for his replacement for you, not for the South.
Again, let me know, at Late Mailman, if you can think of someone I can maybe adopt as my honesty is the best policy player.
You haven't replaced him. South have just put his jersey on top of a Sulo bin and wheeled that in. That's
I would hope that South would retire the 2, 3, 4, 5,
21,
21 22, 17. 18, 19 jerseys. Because out of due respect, I don't think it's too much to ask for. Whatever. Number three.
Number three, and I tweeted something here about this today. What happened to Hyperbaric Chambers?
How would you have known to tweet this out when we only just spun the wheel?
I tweeted something. Well, it just sprung to my mind.
Oh, I see.
It's
right.
Fresh on my mind.
Okay, okay.
Hyperbaric Chambers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what happened? That was tradition.
I think that they went the way of aerobics old style.
Grant. Oh.
No, not that way.
Oh. Hang on.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. Let's get a petition, an online petition to get aerobics old style back. Someone join me, Channel 10. So what happened to Hyperbaric Chambers? There was always a lead up. There was always going to be a picture of one player sitting in there reading the paper by himself, and then they'd cut away to his mates training.
I think the funniest thing about that is that whoever is in the Hyperbaric Chamber is pretending to be able to read. So you just sit here, Johnny, you just read the ginger mix, okay?
Maybe that's a measure of how long since we've used one, because nowadays they'd just be on their phones.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. It'd probably stuff with the oxygen content, though, you know, like using phones near a petrol pump. One of those myths. Number two for mine, I'd have thought we'd have seen more about this guy recently, Brent Tate.
Oh, yeah.
Where the hell has he gone?
Well, he's
on he only retired at the end of last year. He's one of those geographical Fox Sports commentators, and I say geographical because they only use them when they're in the town that they live in.
Does he commentate with his neck brace on?
I'd say so, because there's a chance someone might whack him around the head as they walk past.
He's on the coaching staff at the Cowboys.
Well, okay, more's the point. Why haven't we seen him or heard from him at all lately?
Because
this is a guy who I'm sure he was playing for the Broncos when they won it. 2006 or something like that. You know, he knows all about grand final. One of those just renter quotes for grand final week, or if nothing else, for semi-finals week. Do you think we're going to hear about Brent Tate? Where has he gone?
And Brent, the long-held question.
The Rocketeer.
Why the long face?
The Rocketeer. Did you ever see a movie called The Rocketeer? It was in the late 80s, early 90s. Just Google The Rocketeer. Go image search.
YouPorn?
And no.
No, I haven't seen it then.
The Rocketeer. That is Brent Tate with his
I've seen
breast.
The Cocketeer.
We don't have the cricket bat this week. We don't have the cricket bat, so we're going to have to toss a coin to see who does
we're
the...
We're in new surroundings.
Who does the number one.
We've got carpet under our feet for the first time this year.
Luxurious. Oh, and I'm going to be flicking a $2 coin because, let's face it, they're the only coins I carry.
Hello.
So it's not going to make much of a tinkle, but here we go. Call heads or tails?
Tails.
Tails it is.
Yeah, once again.
Number one in the top five.
Let's be honest here.
In the NRLs, where are they now? Or where the hell bloody hell are you?
Or missing in action. Can someone find them? Where's John Grant?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
I mean, except for Origin 3 every year and Grand Final Day, what does that bloke do? Does he work in Australia, or does he live in Mexico and just email people and carry on?
Yeah, I know a member of the rugby league media who does something like that.
Ah.
But...
are you talking about the mole?
That's another story.
The mole.
Yeah, John Grant, it'd be nice to live in Mexico and just come back for Origin 1 every year, wouldn't it?
What does he do, mate, honestly?
I'll take the fifth on that.
Yeah. Like, he's driving a Maserati, so he's going all right. Seriously, if anyone's seen him...
Tweet him, at @former_legend. He wants to know.
Or tweet John Grant.
The NRL Grand Final Preview brought to you by Sports Fantasy Pro, their $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship. It's not actually a championship, but it's a bloody good thing. $40,000. $5,000 up for grabs this week. $25 buy-in for the Grand Final game. Get into that one. So put yourself in for that one. Stand a chance of winning $5,000. And then come play our private challenge, which is free. And you stand a chance of winning another $100. And what are we calling it?
That was really good obliteration.
Yes, obliteration, that's right. The Scott Prince shootout is what we're calling it because he played for both the Broncos and the Cowboys. We won't mention his West Tigers sojourn, but whatever. Premiership there, but who cares? Mm. Who cares?
What about Scott his Titan Prince. Days? Bring his Titan days up.
Well, the Titans as well. Bloody hell. Play for another club, Princey, I dare you.
Did he?
No, I don't think he did, but I'd forgotten. I mean, forgotten about the times he played for them for ages. But
I'm pretty sure the house builders.
There's just a hell of a lot of clubs.
There's a couple of builders that haven't forgotten he was there.
Absolutely. So there we go. The big dance this weekend. The big show.
I feel like there should be some music to this.
The GF, the granny. What, like Simply the Best or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good.
So it's an all Queensland grand final.
Is it?
I've got to say, I'm a bit surprised that no one's mentioned that.
It's very odd. Surely the media... What's the media doing?
You know what? I actually mentioned...
What's Queenslanders doing?
I actually tweeted today that the Winfield... Not the Winfield Cup. You know, the NRL trophy has been
God
given...
God love
a,
you. God love you for saying
has
that.
Has been given a makeover because it's an All-Queensland Grand Final. And it was a picture... It wasn't my picture. I credited whoever it was who did it. It was a picture of the trophy with two heads put on, like Summons and Proven.
Good.
And, you know, pretty obvious joke, I thought.
Yeah, Queenslanders.
Apparently I was being disrespectful.
Who to, Queenslanders?
I don't know. I think, well, I was being disrespectful to Proven and Summons. However, that was from two Broncos fans. So I think you got to read between the lines a little bit there. Grain of salt.
But they're still alive. Mm. They haven't lost their head in an accident
yes.
or something?
No.
Then why is
I interviewed Arthur Summons a couple of years ago. An excellent... Excellent fellow. Yeah. I quite enjoyed speaking to him. I've got no disrespect for them whatsoever. So whoever it was that tweeted me about that, get a fucking life.
So I was thinking, Clive and I were talking on the way over here today. There's going to be a bunch of Queenslanders come to New South Wales for a grand final, obviously.
There will be.
What, you know what we should have done?
Apparently $2,000 to fly from Townsville, Sydney at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there'll be a lot of horse and carts coming anyway.
Yeah,
so.
And those guys on the train tracks with those those things that they push up and down, and there's two of them on one end. Hey, Ma, we made it to the big smoke.
Where do they park those things?
I don't know. They only ever just they jump off them and run off to.
There's always
that.
A train heading towards them right at the end of
them. They never actually park them.
So Clive and I were saying, if we should have started up a... Full credit to the boys, Queensland tour,
yes.
Where we take Queenslanders under our wings and we show them all the sites related to rugby league around Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we thought we'd probably start over in the Shire at Northies.
Yes.
And see who could piss up to the roof.
Yes.
Where do you reckon we'd go next? We'd probably head over to Henson Park.
Could you go to Henson Park.
Have a KB there.
Yeah,
because
that's
on the hill.
Because that's on the way to, what's it called, the Sapphire Suite in the Cross.
Yeah, where Johnny Hoppawattie could knock the suitcases out of you.
And that's
just
where Jared
Hayne
got shot at as well, and
yes,
found God.
Yeah.
Maybe the old Bourbon. I'm sure. I know that the building's still there.
And
but,
Ricky Ponting's still cracking on the Carlotta.
Oh, bless.
Then where would we go? Down to the Ivy for some of the younger folk.
Oh, yeah. Where I'm sure Jackson's on George. You could have a quick flight down there.
Jackson's on George. Then we'd go back over to Carmen's.
Maybe even hit something over Parramatta Penrith Way. Oh, go to the Peach Tree at Penrith.
Oh,
the Peachy.
Kicks isn't open anymore. Nor's Reactor 1 out at Penrith.
But they're the nightclubs at the Leaguesy.
Yeah, Kicks $1 drinks. Tremendous.
Maybe just go for a fight at Aqua Golf or something.
Well, that's not really rugby league. So, yeah, we could have done something.
Oh, well.
Opportunity missed.
Oh, well. I'm sure there'll be an All-Queensland Grand Final next year as well. That's all good.
Back to the game.
So it's old v. new, and new v. old, Bennett v. Green, Milford v. Thurston. Someone called it the Master v. Apprentice, Bennett v. Green.
That's giving Greeny a bit of a rap.
So what we want you to do is get onto sportsfantasypro.com and get your teams together. So you basically make a super team from the two teams.
From the two teams.
Broncos, Cowboys. So who are you going to have? Are you going to have Thurston at 5'8", or are you going to have Milford?
Mm.
Oh, sorry, Thurston at halfback, or are you going to have Hunt at halfback? Mm. Or are you going to have Morgan, or are you going to have Milford? Are you going to have... The props is the big one, I reckon.
Because
There's Tamo Scott,
mm.
and then there's Blair and Thaiday, both of whom are in good form.
Yeah.
So let's just do a quick one, okay? So Thurston, Hunt.
Ah, Thurston, every day.
Blair, Scott.
Teddy Blair at the moment. The Teddy Blair.
Okay. McCulloch, Granville.
Granville.
Yeah?
Yeah, love him.
There you go.
Can I tell you, the 1679 of the Cowboys is what's got me swayed towards them.
Yeah, cool. So there you go. We'd love you to tweet us our lineup. If you don't feel like divulging that, tell us who you've chosen, you know, with some of those big choices. At Late Mailman, at former underscore legend.
Speaking of the big choices.
Sport Fantasy Pro is at Sport Fantasy Pro.
Sounded out a few people, friends of the podcast.
Yeah.
And in no particular order, the Broncos.
Yes.
Those supporting the Broncos, Clint Newton.
Oh, yeah.
Told me he was going to go with the Broncos. Nate Miles.
I would have thought being the boss of the RLPA, he would have liked
to He actually said, I'd like to be Switzerland in this, but pushed, I'll take the Broncos.
Yes, okay.
That were his exact words. Right. Munsey has gone the Bronx.
Yes.
Brian Fletcher.
Yes.
And Wendell, obviously.
Did Wendell tail his tweet with some sort of sponsorship agreement?
No, but he did mention how well he went and International Dell and the sexiness and everything else.
Yeah.
For the Cowboys, Phil Jamieson.
Oh, yes. Grinspoon.
Hoops.
Yes. Very friend of Full Credit to the Boys.
Will McCloy. Will McCloy. Who I quite like his work.
He's on that Seven Mate show.
Yes.
Sports Fan Clubhouse, that's the one. What about Vonnie Sampson?
Vonnie, she tossed up P1. He's going to be the winner on the night.
Yes.
Parking Palooza.
Yes.
And Jimmy Smith, who can't answer a question straight, said Cole Chisel.
Yeah, right. Okay. So there you go. I'm going to go Cowboys.
Okay, let's have a multi.
Yes.
All right, so you got to nominate your winner.
Okay.
The Clive Churchill winner.
Okay.
And first try scorer.
Winner, Cowboys.
Okay.
Churchill medal winner. Oh, it's too easy to say Jonathan Thurston. Ben Hunt. In a losing side.
Oh, you see, I'll go against that.
I'm just going controversial. Yes. Come on.
Yeah. And first try scorer.
First try scorer will be someone on the flank, and I'm going to go Kyle Felt.
Kyle Felt?
Yes.
Nice.
You?
All right. Winner will be the Cowboys.
Yes.
Clive Churchill winner will be the obvious $1.20 favourite.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah. Thurston.
Okay.
First try scorer, though, in the losing team will be Kahu.
Okay.
I'm going to actually punt on all three of those.
Yeah.
And if I don't turn up next week, you know what's happening.
You can't multi those, can you, though? Because you can't put a multi on the same event.
I think you can.
I think it's only when they offer you the multi. Oh. So if you can do it, bloody more power to you.
First try scorer into the Clive Churchill medal. I'll just have a look at this for you.
Well, there you go. That's the NRL Grand Final preview brought to you by sportsfantasypro.com. A hell of a lot of cash up for grabs this weekend. You can get in with the $25 buy-in for their $40,000 Finals Fantasy Championship with a chance to win $5,000. And you can also do the freebie with us, the Scott Prince Shootout. Costs zero to enter. You can win $100. Let us know how you're going with your lineups at Late Mailman, at former underscore legend, at Sport Fantasy Pro. How have you gone with your multi?
P.S. Jordan Kahu first try scorer into Jonathan Thurston as the Clive Churchill winner. 39-1.
Nice. Get on it.
I'm on.
Get on. SportsFantasyPro.com NRL Grand Final Preview. Twitter challenge time.
We're waiting for this.
This is shit. What we did, we gave each other a celebrity. We had to get a reply and a follow from. I gave Nick Kyrgios to former legend. He gave myself Hugh Jackman. How'd you go this week?
Yeah, no, not good. Actually, I had a bit of encouragement from my listeners, followers, whatever they are on Twitter.
Minions.
God love them. No, they're not minions. God, most of them have got more money than me. So I wrote to Nick Kyrgios, who are you following? Who are you cheering for in the grand final, Nick Kyrgios? Hopefully whoever it is shows more dash than old Suki Lala, Stan Wawrinka.
Oh, yeah.
No reply, as expected.
Arrogant bastard.
Well,
oh, no, sorry. No, he's just young. Nah, he's just young, mate. He's just a kid.
Get off his back.
He's just a kid.
He just doesn't know.
Whatever.
He just needs a cuddle.
What
about you? This is the one we've been waiting for.
Oh, God. I think I had a stroke when I did it today. I was just... Because, you know, it's podcast day. I forget to tweet Huey all week. Because I don't really... I don't really spend that much time on Twitter at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I got on there. I was like, oh, bloody hell, I've got to tweet him. And I don't know why. I was watching reruns of some cop shows on television.
Mm.
Big day.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, I tweeted, Huey Boy. I thought, you know, that's
Huey Boy.
That's probably his nickname, right? Well, got to be.
I don't think you've started got well, to be but anyway.
Huey Boy, please rank in order of preference and settle a bar bet. RBT, Highway Patrol, the force behind the line. Oh, God. Yeah, not much.
You must have been covered in absolute replies in that.
Not much. Our mate, what's his name? GLD299, I think that's the
oh,
bloke.
Yeah.
He got back to me and was like, Huey Boy, I don't know if that's a very strong start. I think it was him anyway. It was someone. Oh, no, it wasn't. It wasn't GLD29. It was our mate Tristram.
Oh, yeah.
Tristram.
The Marshal.
Trav Marsh 8.
Yeah.
He said, mate, I think you lost him at Huey Boy. To which I just said, mate, you have no idea.
I'm flat.
You have no idea. So there you go. You know what, though? There was something I worked out this week with the Twitter challenge. Not actually even following Hugh Jackman.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
So that
whole send me a private message sort of tactic I tried last week wouldn't have
imagine
even worked.
Imagine if he had have done that.
Wouldn't have even worked. Imagine if he'd replied and gone, mate, you need to follow me because I can't send you a private message.
You've set yourself back.
Yeah,
by the way,
so
your first try scorer, Clive Churchill medal winner, double.
Yes.
77-1.
Yeah, get on it. Get on it. Who was it again? I've already forgotten.
Kyle Felt, Ben Hunt.
Yeah.
That's how you went, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 77-1. The more you get on, the more you win.
$5. Put the fridge on it.
Yeah. And your house and your car.
Weekly full credit to the Boys Awards. This is where we've trawled through Twitter and found some tweets which we enjoyed. We break them down into amateurs and celebrities. How'd you go this week?
Brizzy Dan.
Yes.
Amateur. Yeah, my amateur. He tweeted something that I was going to go along the lines of as well, but he did it probably better than I was going to.
Yes.
I'm throwing it out there right now. JT to win the Dally M, Clive Churchill Medal, Premiership, and next year's Eurovision.
It's just him up on stage laughing, right?
Yeah.
That's his whole act.
Yeah. What about you? Who's your amateur?
My amateur this week is a fellow called Jason Abraham, or at Abes J. He actually tweeted me direct and said,
Abes J.
Brisbane win, credit goes to Bennett. Roosters win, credit goes to Robinson. Melbourne, Bellamy, etc. North Queensland, though,
first.
JT, why not Paul Green? And I thought, that's a really good point.
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, you could just break it down and say, it's because Thurston's awesome, and he's crucial to that team's success. No Thurston, no Cowboys.
Yeah, and I'd even go as far to say that you're going to say Bennett because of his track record.
Yeah. But anyway, it was just one of those ones that made me think. I was like, yeah, it's exactly what happens every time.
Yeah.
And you can guarantee that if it happens this weekend, that will be happening
again.
That's
true.
Paul Green will get covered in Gatorade, though, if he wins it.
Jeez, so. I thought you were going to say something else then. Anyway.
Gatorade, mate. Celebrity?
HG Nelson.
Yep.
This is an absolute plug for their show. Him and Roy are doing Festival of the Boot.
Right.
The two grand finals.
Right.
Anyone that's going to have even one little bit of interest in either of those, turn your TV down, listen to Roy and HG call the AFL Grand Final and the Footy Grand Final. You will piss yourself laughing. And his tweet was, remember, it's both prongs of the boot next weekend. It's a powerful message of jobs and growth. Could the AFL be a battle of the birds? Hashtag AFL. So they're on ABC News Radio. Have a listen. They will make you laugh.
I can't get on board, HG and Roy.
I've tried...
So many times.
No, tell
like
me no.
I made a concerted effort, but I think that all HG Nelson does is like yell and speak loud.
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
I know it's un-Australian of me.
Oh,
I've
wow.
tried so hard. It's the same with Eddie Murphy's Roar and Delirious and that. Again,
yeah, but
tried
they've
so
aged,
hard.
They've aged badly.
I can't get on board HG and Roy. I think that they have aged
so
badly.
You can't get on HG and Roy. You love Joel Reddy.
Yes. Where are you going with this?
You had issues, man.
Anyway, my celebrity this week didn't have one.
Is there anyone else out there who doesn't like HG and Roy? Please, tweet in.
Yes. I absolutely know that I'm in the minority.
Oh, without a doubt.
I don't refute that at all. And I've tried. Like I said, I've tried. I'm just being honest here. I'm not a big fan of them.
Wow.
But there you go. It's a revelation. It's a week for them.
You waited a week 40 to tell us that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we wouldn't have got this far without it, would we? Boys sack mail and feedback time. A couple of full credit to the boys is thrown out this week. Apparently, there was a Mitchell Pearce one during the week. I couldn't find exactly which one that was referring to. But Aussie Jag let me know that there was one from Lachlan Coote from the weekend's game. Here it is.
I just wanted to get back to playing good footy, and you know that this feeling now is unreal. Can't describe it, but you know, it's a credit to the boys that come out strong. We knew it was going to be tough early, and you know the boys hung in there. And it was a great game.
So there you go. Not the full credit, just credit to the boys. Just, you know, a little bit of credit to the boys.
I love
so,
a good Lachie Coote.
I reckon Lachlan Coote has been. I wouldn't say the buy the Ithaca was because he actually got signed the year before, but did his ACL in the Nines.
True.
But in terms of for a first season for a club, bloody well done, Lachie
Coote.
He's
a star, mate. He's a star.
Absolutely, he is. Also, at the Spicy Matty G.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah. The Spicy Matty G. He tweeted as well and said that Anthony Minicello at the Dally M's said one last night.
So
I trawled into the archives, found this.
Yeah, they should be proud of where they finished again. They finished in the minor premiership, and credit to the Broncos. They did a great job, and they deserved a victory in the end.
There you go. A double act, Mini and Lachie Coote to finish our NRL season here on Full Credit to the Boys.
Hopefully the Clive Churchill medal winner tosses one in for the last episode.
Surely.
Yeah.
Surely they will.
Yeah.
If not that, then the winning captain.
Yeah.
The winning captain will, I guarantee you, they will give some partial form of credit to someone up there on stage. So there you go. Second last episode of Full Credit to the Boys, done and dusted. Thank you very much. You can get us on Twitter at Late Mailman, at former underscore legend, at FCTTB underscore podcast. It's thanks once again to sportsfantasypro.com's $40,000 finals fantasy championship, $5,000 top prize up for grabs, $25 buy-in, wins you $5,000 or $100 if you go the free one with us, the Scott Prince Shootout. Enjoy the grand final. Who's going to win again?
Cowboys.
Who's going to be Clive Churchill?
Thurston.
You are so boring.
And Kahu, first try scorer. Get on. The more you get on, the more you win.